we've got problems, situations, sickness, disease, financial lack. We put our faith, we say our faith, and it dries up the problem from the root.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Do you sometimes feel like faith doesn't work for you? You try to believe without seeing, but only experience little or no results. Well, don't miss a minute of today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland takes us through Faith Boot Camp.
Faith is believing God regardless of what the circumstances say. We know that faith comes from hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Let's look at Romans 12, 1 through 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, H-O-L-Y, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So while we know from that scripture right there that it is to God, it is reasonable for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, or set apart for Him. So it's reasonable in the eyes of God that we walk in holiness, obedience to Him, letting Him separate you. That's what holiness is separating you unto Him. From what? From the trash that's in this world. The trash, the lies, the unbelief, the sin that's in the world. The Word of God revealed to you by the Spirit of God. That's why you need to receive the Holy Spirit. You are walking on one leg if you don't have the Holy Spirit working in your life. If you have not received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, oh, it's such a chore to live. You've got to have the teacher. You've got to have the power come into you. The Spirit of God comes in power. Hallelujah. It is almost, to our outer life, it's as much as the new birth was. Not to our inner life, because the new birth, you're born over again. But if you never get taught by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you don't ever grow up on the outside. And so it brings such a definite change in your life when the Spirit of God comes in there and begins to teach you, to talk to you. I just love to follow the Holy Spirit. Begin to hear things, get things, do things, tell you what to do, and you begin to go that way. And sure enough, there is a blessing of God there. There was something good there that God wanted you to have. Just like when we went to Tulsa. We didn't know what would happen. We didn't know if we'd survive it. But we survived because that's where God put us. And we grew and were blessed. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, Romans says that's just our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Oh, Lord, thank you that we don't have to be conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The enlightening of your mind by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, as to what God says about things. God's got it all figured out. Everything He says will bring victory into your life. That you may prove or walk out what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Glory to God. This says in verse 3, For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, every man that is among you, not to think more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. You see, I didn't say of himself because that's not in the script. It's not in the original scripture that's added. Not to think more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt
to every man the measure of faith. Now we look up here in verse 1 and we see that he is talking about those who have come unto God and they've let him renew their minds. Every man among you, that says. Every person among you. Every person among the church. The measure of faith. So we have faith. It was given to us. And now what do we do with it? How do we increase it? Well, it says in Romans 10. It says in verse 8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's what we preach. We preach the word of faith. We've been labeled as word of faith preachers. That's a good thing to be. Glory to God. I'm so glad I'm not a word of unbelief preacher. That'd be a sad commentary. But we are word of faith, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart. So here's your mouth, here's your heart. If you believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. That's how we got born again. We believe that the Father raised Jesus from the dead. We made him the Lord of our lives. We believed it and we said it. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, that's the way faith works. It works that way in healing. It works that way in money. It works that way if you're believing for a husband or a wife. You want to get the right one. Oh, my. Yes, the first time. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. The heart, and the mouth. Now, if there's nothing in the heart, the mouth's not going to be right. Because this is talking about a connection between the heart, the born again, spirit-filled, word-knowing heart, and our mouth. Now, this is after we get born again. This is still the same pattern, heart and mouth, heart and mouth, heart and mouth. Faith works through the word in your heart, bringing faith, and coming out your mouth. Now the scripture says that faith comes by hearing. Romans says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You could just say faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You could say faith comes by hearing and it stays by hearing. So it says, with the heart man believeth unto, whatever it is, righteousness here, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then it says in verse 13, for whosoever, don't you just love the whosoevers, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, we know where faith comes from. It comes by the word of God. Let's just go over to faith, where we learn faith in Mark 11. And this is where we learned it. This is where we have to stay fresh in it. This is what we were taught by Brother Hagin. That changed our lives, Mark 11, 22 and 23. You know that scripture well. Well, this is what we live by. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith. Let's look at we've been talking about it this week, but let's look at Mark 11, and we're going to go to Jesus talking in verse 22. Well, you know, he was going by the fig tree one evening, and there was no fruit on it. And he said, no man eat fruit again. No man eat fruit again forever on you. Tree, you have had it. They didn't know that. The disciples didn't know that. But the scripture says, the fig tree dried up from the roots. The next morning in verse 20, Mark 11, verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. What did Jesus say? No man eat fruit of you again forever. No man. You're not ever going to produce fruit again. The next day, nothing happened that day, but the next day, immediately when Jesus said that, what began to happen? Those roots began to dry up. Those roots began to die, and by the next day, the next morning, the fig tree had dried up from the roots. See, the Word of God and your faith goes to the root of the problem. The fig tree didn't dry up from the top down. But those words of Jesus went to the root, the roots of that fig tree, and it died. And when it died, the rest of it died. It dried up from the roots. So when we've got problems, situations, sickness, disease, financial lack, we put our faith, we say our faith, and it dries up the problem from the root. It doesn't leave a root. Faith doesn't leave a root to come back. It dries up from the root. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says, Peter calling to remember said, Master, behold the fig tree. Look at the fig tree. Which thou hast cursed is withered away. Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that would be me, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now what's the cure for doubt in your heart? The Word of God brings faith in your heart. So the Word of God causes faith to be manifest out of your heart. If you're new and you think, well, I just don't have faith like that. I don't think my words do doodly. Well, stay with it. Keep growing. You know, you don't get to be Jesus overnight, but you get to grow up if you'll stay with it. And the more effort that you put into it and the more time you put in your with the Word in your eyes and your ears and in your heart and saying that Word. Now, see, Ken and I were desperate. We were somewhat desperate when we learned faith, so we were pretty diligent about that. You know, if you don't know where your food's coming from, there's just a whole lot of diligence that you've got when maybe if you were comfortable, you didn't have time for doing things. So it depends on how much you want faith. Depends on how you go about it and how much daring you have to depend on it. But Jesus said, this will work for anybody, whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart, shall say what he wants to come to pass, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He believes. How does he get to be a believer? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We have the Word of God. We can say the Word of God, and we can believe those things, like if it's healing scriptures, if it's children's scriptures, if it's financial scriptures. How can we believe that our words come to pass? We can believe it because Jesus said it. If it's in our heart, we say it out our mouth, and we don't doubt. Jesus said, those things which he saith shall come to pass. What if he quit saying? Well, you've cut your faith off. As long as you'll believe it and say it, things are working, bringing that to pass. The Spirit of God, the angels of God, the Word of God is working, bringing your situation to pass. But what if one day you just get up and you say, I give up. I've been believing for that for 6 months and nothing's happened. What do you say? Well, you're like Habakkuk.
And God says to you, the just shall live by faith. Don't examine God in a test and a trial. Examine you. God is not wrong. See, that'll save us a lot of time if we know God's right on. He does exactly what He says. He does it when He's supposed to. And if things aren't working, the first place you ought to look, this mouth. This big thing we put lipstick on here, right here. This mouth. Because when you get in a hard place, there's just so much desire, if you're not careful, to say the problem. Isn't that right? You want to talk the problem. You get up some morning, you don't feel good at all. You got a little fever, you got a pain. Where's my husband? Let me go tell him I'm a hurting. Well, he doesn't need to know you're hurting unless you want him to pray for you. And if you want him to pray for you, say, agree with me, I believe I'm healed. Don't go in there and tell him how much you hurt and how you got fever and trying to get sympathy. Sympathy is not faith. Sympathy won't help. Get him to pray for you, hallelujah. Say, agree with me, I believe I'm healed. Don't take that sickness or disease. Don't take that pain. The moment you feel a pain, you start saying the word of God, I believe by His stripes I'm healed. I rebuke pain. I'll have no sickness and disease. Every sickness and disease is under the curse, and I've been redeemed from the curse. Just start saying scriptures. If you don't know scriptures enough to just say them out of your heart, get you a list. You should have a list anyway. And just have healing scriptures ready. Have financial scriptures ready. Have children scriptures ready. Have whatever it is that gives you problems in your life. Have scriptures ready that give you the answer. And start saying and believing every time a symptom comes up. When things are good and when they're bad, say the word of God. Say the word of God. So he said, this person has to believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. So you have to know and understand that your words have power. How do we know that? Because Jesus said it. The word says it. If you're not going to be a word believer, you're not going far. If the word can't move you to believe what it says, you got to go back to square one. That is square one. Glory to God. You got to believe what the word says. You got to believe here. Jesus said it. And he said, if you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Whosoever shall have whatsoever. Boy, that covers a lot of ground. Whosoever shall have whatsoever. You say, well, I just find that hard to believe, you know. Well, I'm just telling you it works. I mean, I could go home and watch TV or something. If I didn't believe it worked, I wouldn't come over here and preach it to you. I'm telling you, the word works when it's put to work. When you put it in your eyes, in your ears, and it gets into your heart, and you say it out your mouth, and you speak it into adversities, and you speak it into sickness and disease, and into bad situations, it will turn around. Say the word, and don't say anything else. That's the key. That's what Jesus is telling you. And the problem will dry up from the roots. Hallelujah. He believes those things. That would be everything. You got to know that your word has power. How do you know that? From what the word of God tells us. It says, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It tells us scriptures about our words. Our words have power. By our words we're justified. By our words we're condemned. Now how do we change our words? Because we get the word in our eyes and our ears, it gets into our heart, and then it's easy for the word to come out your mouth. But you have to work at it for a while to get it there, and then you have to be diligent to keep it there. So those things which he saith shall come to pass. He says it, and he says it, and he says it. Look at the next verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever
you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So you say it, you have faith in God, you say it, you say it, you say it, and you say it. And you believe, you let your faith loose, you receive when you pray, not after you see the result. You don't have to believe something if it's already done. It's there. But what we have to learn to do is believe we receive when we pray. Now, that word receive means, in Rick Renner's Sparkling Gems, he says it means to take up or to take in hand. It means to take. Believe you receive when you pray. When you pray, if you haven't taken the answer, you haven't done anything. If you pray, oh, I got this problem, I'm sick, I'm hurting, oh, God, help me, help me, help me. You leave that place of prayer, but you didn't receive the answer to your prayer. You didn't let your faith go. You just are praying the problem. I'm telling you, you got to do it. You have to believe, you receive, you have to take it when you pray. Now, that's a good way to remember it. That helped me a lot. You take it. When you pray, you leave that place of prayer. You get the Word of God that promises you whatever you're believing for, healing, prosperity, money, whatever. And you stand on that Word. And while you're praying, you take it. Glory to God. It's mine now. I've prayed. I've stood on the Word, and I've taken it. And I'm leaving the place of prayer with it. And I'm not going to ever quit believing. I'm not going to say anything different from this point on, except I have it. Now, that's faith. That's the way it works. That is exactly the way it works. You can do that.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives. But with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way, God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Gloria's new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. Gloria and I both realized really, really early on in our Christian walk that God had a plan already laid out, already designed, and it is absolutely the greatest thing that could ever happen to your entire life. God has planned out the very best for every person everywhere. And of course, religion told us, oh, you don't want to find out God's will for your life. He may send you to Timbuktu. Well, you might go to Timbuktu if you found out you owned a gold mine in Timbuktu. God is the master planner. And there's just so many things that you miss out on in life if you get in on His master plan. Yeah, Things you miss out on, like sickness and disease and poverty and you know, all, you know, like barely get along, Bill, and all those different side issue places that you just miss along the way when you get in His master plan. So it's coming out May the 1st in the bookstores. But if you'd like to, you can pre-order it today and receive the 60-minute special edition DVD. It's a limited time offer. Now, this is a book that you need in your faith library, so be sure to reserve your copy today. Now then, Gloria took us literally through faith boot camp. It's the foundation for experiencing God's master plan. You have to do it God's way because that's the best way. And God's way is the faith way, the word way. It is the power way. Praise God. Now we have to believe in our heart, say it with our mouths, and believe it's coming to pass. And when we do, Jesus said, you shall have. Amen. You shall have it. Now, well, I really think it'd be better if God did it this way. Well, it don't make any difference what you think. It's what God thinks, not what I think. It's what He thinks and what He has said. And if we do it His way, then we give Him our faith and our words to work with. And in our lives, just, I mean, the richness of God's presence and heaven's overwhelming force becomes a daily event in our lives. Praise God. We got three believers' conventions this year. This will help your faith. West Coast, June the 30th through July the 5th. Now, we're in Long Beach, California this year, right up the road from Anaheim there. You're really going to like it. I'm telling you, these are the finest facilities that I believe we've ever seen for having a believers' convention. Then in Southwest, right here in Fort Worth, Texas, and then the Great Lakes Convention, August the 18th through the 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So make your plans. Get into these meetings. Praise God. Go to kcm.org and get all the information. Believe God and be there. See you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.